All our mistakes will be recorded for posterity. I say our, I mean mine, of course.
Yeah, I'm going to edit mine out.
I think the last thing we did was you pacified the hotel ambush that some of the local mariachi band had set up. And I forgot a bunch of stuff, since I guess that's tradition. I should probably familiarize myself with exactly what kind of skills you guys have, so I can be helpful.
Custodian and streetwise.
Oh, right. Robots get very limited skill lists.
Yep.
On the other hand, you don't die as easily.
Yep.
Not nearly as easily. And even if you die, you can technically be repaired.
Yep.
It's very handy. You'll be like C-3PO in Empire Strikes Back. Utterly in pieces. Then again, you don't have legs, so it'll be an easier assembly.
Yep.
Okay, so carouse, deceive, disguise, persuade, read people streetwise. Should remember that. And did you choose to do repair or something else for the colonist, Laurie?
No, repairs.
Okay, cool. So some tech should be well within your wheelhouse as well. Good. And caution sign, of course. I should have thought of some fun way to involve a sleazy lawyer, but we'll see.
Well, that'll help if I don't get arrested for anything.
True. I guess that's a distant possibility. Yeah, I feel like where you are right now, that line from Naked Gun, like, to think if I shoot somebody now, I could get arrested. When Drebin loses his job as a policeman. If I kill someone, I could be arrested. I feel it's kind of like that, right? Like, you probably have some minor protections at present when you're performing the service that you were gypped into doing.
I'm sure we got a license to kill here somewhere in this paperwork.
Where's the document? We could do the XP stuff from last time first, if you want.
Yeah.
So I think you made some meaningful progress on the quest. You've provoked a reaction from some of the malfeasants, let's call them that, on the colony here. And you discovered that, was it Rosa that was talking to somebody with like very fine gloves in a photo when you were hunting down leads on the reporter, or not reporter, the environmentalist?
Yeah.
So I'd say that's one for sure for meaningful progress. And now a week passed. I mean, you were both pretty good at, like, saying, hey, let's go here. Hey, let's go here.
No, it wasn't Rosa. It was, what's her name? What's her name? No, Rindy. Rindy was who we were looking for, right?
Yeah, you were looking for Rindy Shu. Yeah. It was Rindy was talking to somebody in the photo.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, anyone remember any particular instance of in-character idiocy or difficult choices?
There was lots of idiocy.
You wanna award something to the other person? It's only one such award available, so.
Okay, so all of those are it's one out of the list happens,
yeah,
not
yeah.
More than one.
So if one sticks out more than anybody else, I seem to remember we laughed a bit, but that might have just as much been like the absurdity of the situation, or just discovering all the functions that.
Did I have enough good one-liners to be comedic, or do we look at him as being more completely playing into being a scummy con artist?
I'm gonna leave this to you guys, like, because I'm fine with giving one to either of you.
Yep, that's the problem with having only two PCs.
It is a bit of an issue, yeah. Well, fuck it. Let's just break this rule this one time and give both of you two.
Okay.
Since we'll blame it on not having enough people.
Don't have a tiebreaker. No, you were definitely more of a con artist than I was a comedian.
Well, I think you rubbed up against all of these a little bit. So any one of these could have been eligible for either of you. So,
all right.
That should get you up to two.
Yep.
You need five to get to two. So level two, that is. So you're on your way. That should be it. Unless I forgot something in particular. Oh, yeah, I should have asked. Laurie, Zapgun owner, knowing the parameters of the mission, did you set it to stun or did you set it to disintegrate?
What were the parameters of the mission?
Deputy Constable Platts Cornish asked you to not, you know, kill anybody or make a big scene, you know, just kind of identify the saboteurs and get them arrested.
Oh, please don't make me clean things up.
Won't be much to clean up if it's disintegrated. It's actually quite neat.
Spray some air freshener around.
That's horrible. Perfect.
Yeah, I don't know that would intentionally set it to disintegrate. I don't know zap guns, though, so who knows?
Well, let's, for fun, just make a... let's make a shoot roll just to see, like, your firearms, or in this case, zap arms, familiarity, right? If you get any kind of hit, like, or success, like partial or whatever, then you set it correctly to the default stun. If you miss, however, yeah.
That sounds more like more than a small chance.
Which ability am I using?
I think this would probably be ingenuity. I have a negative in that one. Oh, wow.
Negative, okay. But obviously, maybe that was made clear to me.
Yeah.
This is the stun setting. Don't take it off the stun setting. Here, we're going to put a tape over the lever here so you don't move it.
Perfect. Perfect. Constabulary, man at arms or what have you.
Yeah.
Being very clear about it. Yes. Excellent. So the guy in the corner who was shot is simply stunned. He's kind of lolling on the floor there. And you got the guy in the doorway to give up. Threw down his zap rifle, hands over his head.
Slap on the space cuffs.
You have to put them on so tight.
I will secure the other one also.
Frisk them so that they see what they've got on them.
All right. So stuff that you could expect to find in a mariachi uniform, matches, maybe some cigarillos.
Confiscate those.
Excellent. A napkin from the local bar, that kind of thing. There's probably like a number written on the napkin as well, but that's somewhat faded.
Okay. I'll let my partner see if he can analyze that and draw out the number.
Okay.
You realize he's a cleaning bot, right? He's not like CSI.
I know, but...
I love that. It's like, analyze this. All my three sensors can tell you that it's a napkin.
He can shine the light on it, and maybe that within the brighter light, it'll be more visible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got to have higher resolution than you, right?
At the very least, I'm sure that afterwards I'll be able to tell you how to, well, if the napkin doesn't fall apart, get all the stains out of it. But yes, I will look at the napkin and see if I can somehow resolve patterns or the indentations on it or something and take a guess as to what the number is.
I guess you could do an ingenuity roll. Just let's do it in the manner of like a Apocalypse Engine game, right? So you get to ask one question about the napkin. If you get a full success, you get to ask two questions, and crit, you get to ask three.
Okay. 9. One question. What are the numbers?
I mean, I'm not going to make you roll to see the numbers.
Okay.
so this would be questions like, what do the numbers mean? or like, what am I missing about the napkin? Is there something special about the napkin that I'm not seeing that isn't obvious or something like that, right?
I see.
Bit rude to be like, yeah, you have to make a perception roll to be able to make out the numbers on the napkin.
Yeah, I was under the impression that they weren't clear on there.
Oh, okay. I mean, they're a little faded, but they're not so faded you can't properly see them. I mean, it might have been folded a bit, so that's might have been Laurie's assumption, right?
It's like down a wet drink on it and they smear it or something.
Yeah.
What is the nature of the numbers?
The nature of the numbers is it's actually pretty certain, since you are an emancipated android and you've had to go through this with your sleazy lawyer, people need bank accounts, and they're usually tied to credit cartridges or proper minted currency or bills, like that sort of thing. And pretty sure it's a bank account number. And the length of the The account number would probably suggest, and maybe the first few numbers, or the last few. I don't know how for sure how this works in this world.
We got a routing and an account.
Yeah, it's a local.
Local one.
Yeah, local account.
And what did Laurie find on him? There's the cigarillos and
Matches.
Matches, okay. Did not find a stick or anything.
No, I don't think he had a credit cartridge.
Okay.
But this is like a kind of a frontier colony, right? So it wouldn't be odd for people to use minted currency every once in a while.
Okay.
He didn't have any of that on him either, on the other hand. So.
But I had better stow this in a waterproof compartment, a secure compartment, somewhere in my chassis, to make sure that it does not get ruined later.
Ah, the evidence locker.
Yep.
Formerly the dustbin.
Just remember not to void it or empty it later. I have it. Cool. So you've gleaned all you can from the stuff that was on that guy.
And that was the guy who was conscious.
In the doorway. Conscious in the doorway, yeah.
So we'd better frisk the stunned one also and make sure that he is disarmed and made safe.
Okay. He has a couple of hundred credits in minted currency. It's mostly coin, so...
Confiscate those.
It's mostly coin, so it's probably, you know, they've been playing on the street or in the bar and people have been throwing them change from their bar tab or bar exploits. Congratulations. You now have a jingling pocket full of minted credits.
You may reclaim this at a later date.
With the proper paperwork.
Right. Exactly.
Well, since the proper paperwork weren't filed in regards to confiscation, then the proper paperwork can't actually get his credits back, so...
Yes. The only paper I have is the napkin, so it'd be difficult for me to give him a receipt right now.
Right. Police gives you an IOU. We'll pay you back, we promise. I'm a little fuzzy about this part of the session, since that was the very tail end of the session where I was getting pretty tired. I don't remember, but I think he had a zap gun, right?
Yeah, they both had a zap gun.
Yeah. Well, one had a rifle, the guy in the doorway. I can't remember if the other guy was armed. I'm pretty sure he was, though.
He was armed with something.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, then it's a sap pistol. These are both set to, you know, the verboten setting.
Well, it's a good thing they bounced off me.
That's what armor is for, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and people always get upset at the cleaning bots that get in the way, so it's important that they're armored.
Sit the conscious one in a chair and go, okay, start talking. Why were you two coming to kill us?
I'm not going to say anything. I get to talk to my representative. You understand?
Really?
Yeah, I have rights.
Well, it seems your representative isn't here yet, so maybe we don't know what rights you have yet.
What do you mean? We're in constabulary like jurisdiction. I'm entitled to legal protection, right? Legal representation.
Well, I can understand that. I'm entitled to my lawyer too. So
yeah. See, even what? Oh, you're one of them. Yeah. See, if a robot gets a lawyer, I'll definitely get one.
Though we're kind of in the middle of a firefight here, and anything could happen.
I mean, I gave up, and I'm in cuffs. I'm like arrested, man.
Yeah, I think the firefight's still going on.
You want to do a persuade there? Or intimidate, I guess. Either could work.
Well, there's a six.
Oh, dear. Okay. Like, so he's like, you can't scare me, man. I know the constabulary's here. The constable's here. We're totally tight. And who says, I'm the only one who's gunning for you, huh? Huh?
He has a point. These bands are usually three.
Be a shame if they missed us and shot you.
Yeah, well, they're like crack shots, man.
Mm-hmm.
Given the relative inefficiency of our investigations, I find that this was perhaps unjustified.
Is that thing talking to me?
I was not talking to you.
Sounded like you were talking to me.
Well, if I was talking to you, then you would have to think carefully as to why your friends that sent you would risk you when they obviously have access to crack shots. Maybe they're not so friendly to you, after all.
Well, maybe they didn't think you were such a menace, huh? Maybe they thought we could handle you, huh?
They must have thought we were too much of a menace to even bother with it, is what I was saying.
No, I'm saying you were a menace, and we had to do something about it, but maybe we're not like the total, you know, we're not like the elite team.
Oh, so this was entirely on your own initiative.
What? No. Well, shut up.
It's because of the music, isn't it?
What music?
You were afraid that I was going to muscle in on you.
What are you talking about, man?
You were afraid of my burgeoning career as a composer.
He looks at Laurie's like, is he all right? Is he all there? Guy looks like a tin maid.
He knows his tunes.
Knows his tunes?
Yeah, knows you. Guys probably don't have any music worth listening to.
I give a precise and mathematically composed mariachi trumpet line.
How was that?
Which is probably not mariachi at all.
Keep in mind, you are limited to your vocal. Limited to your vocal.
So it sounds like a person's voice box trying to imitate a trumpet.
Sort of. If it was piped through, like, you know, 1990 speakers for a computer, something like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
He's got to have some sort of beep noise for when he backs up, right?
True, yes. You could tweak that. It'll still sound like a MIDI version of, like, mariachi sound.
It's a work in progress. It's my first attempt.
Well, don't quit your day job, okay?
Of course not. There's no need to quit my day job. We would like to get this job done so that I can get back to my day job.
Gonna do something about my friend there?
Yeah, I secured him.
Like, he might be seizing or something. You know, if he seizes while he's in your custody, you could be in really big trouble.
Well, I should put a vibration sensing manipulator arm gently on his chest and make sure that I can still feel the vibrations of him breathing.
The bartender texts from next door. He's in the doorway. He's like, is everything okay? There were flashes and screams.
We were accosted. They had to be captured.
Yeah, so what do we have for communication devices? Do we have any? Or do we have to borrow the phone from the hotel here?
I guess you could have picked up something. There should be something of that order here somewhere. I may have skipped that entirely. Yeah, looks like. Well, if in doubt, crib something from Star Trek, but make it, like, crappy. So you might have, like, you know, Star Trek type, early, you know, original series type communicators. That kind of thing.
So flip phones.
Yeah, sort of, you know, hands-free. Well, not hands-free, but you don't have to hold them up to your face. Or maybe you do. That's funnier. You have to lean over them and, like, turn the dials, right, to get the right wavelength.
Dial in the right frequency.
Yes.
Okay, went out and dialed up the local constabulary.
You get the answer beep, and then you hear Hagden going, yep, yeah, Hagden, what's up?
Hagden, we just had a couple of mariachis that tried to kill us.
Say what now?
Just came in, started shooting at us here at the hotel. We've apprehended them. We need to make use of your, you got some cells or something, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're under reconstruction. Like, we're redoing that whole part of the office. Like, where are you? Is there a place you could stash them temporarily, securely?
We've been on planet for only a couple hours, and we haven't built our own jail yet.
I mean, best thing I can do is maybe send over Babayaro, and he can keep an eye on them. And maybe we can, I don't know, arrange a room at the hotel or something.
Hotel's not that bad.
What do you mean?
It's not a prison.
Oh, no, I know. But, you know, if Babayaro's there keeping an eye on them, and maybe you keep the cuffs on. You have cuffs, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good. Make your way over to the hotels, right? It's right, like, next to the...
Yeah, yeah. It's where we are.
Right, you know it. Okay. Make your way over there and requisition a hotel room and put them in there. And I'll send Babayaro over.
All right.
Anything else?
What can you tell me about the local mariachis? Are they, like, part-time assassins?
Not that I know. I've never heard anything of the sort. I've been talking to Lola a bit. She there?
Don't remember who Lola was. Did we meet Lola?
Neither of the mariachis are female.
Okay. I don't know who Lola is. She was a dancer, right?
Yeah. She's not there?
I think she's at the Copa. The Copa Cabana.
The planet. Well, then, yeah, I'm not close with anybody else, so that's weird. Still, guy's on his way over.
Do you have the names of the other mariachis, then, if you know?
I think Lola mentioned a Sal. I don't know the other two.
I look at the conscious one. Either you named Sal?
I just was like, well, I don't know. Isn't that your job to figure out?
Yeah, we have some uncooperative prisoners here.
They're asking for their lawyers. He like shouts over the communicator.
You can tell Baba Yara that, you know, he may need to bring a gag or something too. You know, he'll have to listen to these guys complain.
Yeah, I hear you. I'll see what I can do.
All right, close up and look at the bartender and go, look, you know these guys, right? Who are they?
Yeah, it's Mani and that's Nacho. I don't see Sal anywhere, but they play at my establishment all the time. I mean, Nacho, what's up, man? Nacho is like, he's clammed up. So he's not very happy that the bartender's there talking about them. Okay, don't talk to me.
They ever try to kill anybody before, as far as you know?
What? No, they've just been playing and dancing at the bar. They talk to people. Everybody does.
How long have they been here?
Well, a better part of half a year, right? Nacho's trying to ignore that the bartender's even there. It's like looking at the wallpaper.
Still under the theory that they're under duress. It would be difficult to get them to turn state evidence.
I expect one of them will make a deal before the other one does.
That earns a side eye from from Nacho. And he squints down at Manny. Unconscious Manny.
Baba Yaro's going to come over and keep an eye on him. He may need a room.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, there are some empties. Free ones. I can buy the keys.
All right.
Okay, so he goes and makes the arrangements for like a room you can put these guys in. Mind if we make it a single? Like, I don't want to upset Sally here.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a good room.
Good. Excellent. Okay, so here's 303. That's a key over on the counter.
Now, Nacho is the conscious one, and yep. The unconscious is Manny.
Yep.
I will pay today's fare out of Manny's.
Yeah, I think I already scooped that up. I already confiscated that.
Larry confiscated the coins?
The local constabulary is paying for the room.
Oh, okay.
So I guess we'll cuff up Manny and kind of wrestle him into a chair. So he's...
Yeah, it's kind of very, very groggy, like he's coming out of a... Yeah, anesthesia, something like that.
Give him a blanket so he doesn't get too cold. Make him comfortable.
Manny, who hired you?
Ooh, yeah, give me a persuade again.
10.
Well.
Take advantage of the groggy. Yes.
So Manny's the manager, Louis Cipher. Who else would hire us? No one else would hire me.
And he's the mining corp. Manager, or
when Cornish, Deputy Constable Cornish, gave you the briefing on the other planet, he told you that Rindy Shu had ferreted out, or at least she had made a report where she said that these saboteurs believed sincerely in the existence of the power of the supreme evil, which she called Zaytan.
Zaytan, uh huh.
And he also apparently had. Some aliases. One was Theo Antichris, and the other was Louis Cipher. And Manny seems to be saying that the band manager is Louis Cipher.
Hmm. Is the barkeep still here? Did he go out?
He's on his way out.
Thanks, Tex.
Tex, have you ever heard of this Louis Cipher? What's his reaction?
He kind of scratches his cheek for a bit, thinks about it. Don't think I've heard that name before. Pretty sure he's telling the truth, by the way.
Okay.
Manny's babbling something about, like, the robot looking weird, because it doesn't have legs.
So you've never dealt with these guys' manager?
No, I usually deal with Lola directly.
The showgirl, yeah.
You guys have a manager, Nacho? No answer. All right, well, I'll be over there if anyone needs me.
Thanks, Tex.
Thanks.
Sure thing. And moments later, Baba Yaro strolls in, takes off his Australian Outback hat, fans himself a bit, looks around. Oh, you make big mess.
Yes. I'm inclined to make them clean it up, but as you can see.
We put destruction of property on the rest of the... What do you use again? Rap sheet. Yeah?
Yeah. Assault of officers with deadly weapons and destruction of property.
Oh. You better take possession of the weapon, and we have a room for them?
Yes, I'll give him the key.
All right. All right, you two. He yanks Manny up, kicks Nacho's boot like up front. Go upstairs now.
Tag along and...
Make sure they get to the room.
Make sure they get to the room.
All right.
Yeah.
Make sure they're cuffed.
Yep.
Okay. And Baba Yaro angles a little corner television set, kind of like a... I guess it's a media set, technically, right? But it looks like an old tube television, so that he can lean on a chair and watch like some bad, I guess, frontier telenovela in black and white. I got this, man. You enjoy yourselves.
We will try to crack the case as soon as possible.
Stay alert, because there's more than two in that band, so...
Oh, so he stops leaning on the chair and like peers out the window in every direction. So you think maybe the girl and last player, they'll come back?
They could, and they mentioned a manager, so...
We should have code, then. You knock five time on door if you walk in. Or you call.
Yeah, you can call.
Right. So anyone not knock five time, no trouble, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. He like draws the sheer the sheer curtains. Sits back down, watches his telenovela.
Good luck.
Yes.
You too.
Go back down to the street and head on to looking for Lola or talking to the priest or whatever it is that we were going to do. And when we're out of hearing range for Baba Yaro, it's like Baba Yaro may be tight with the band as they suggested, so suggest that our time is limited.
Certainly being cautious as we leave the hotel.
Looking around, all paranoid.
Yep.
Okay, what did you do with the additional sap gun and sap rifle? Are you toting them?
It wouldn't do any good to give them to Baba Yaro, so we still have them.
All right.
Can you make use of either of these?
It's not a mod, but with manipulator appendages, I might be able to do something with one.
You should be able to do most things that hands can do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I set these to stun?
Stun?
Yeah, no problem. Keep in mind, these are usually mass-produced, cheaply made, so if you miss, there's always a risk that you'll disintegrate anyway.
At least it's not as surefire as the death ray, which they luckily did not install on me.
Well, that wasn't really the parameter of the mission. Go there, exterminate anyone you think might be a traitor. That wasn't the mission.
No. Brainwave decoder might have been nice, though.
Yeah, that would have been cool. They didn't have the budget for that. But hey, the searchlight came in clutch, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. So you're walking and hovering down the street, looking paranoidly around you.
Yeah. The social head is not up. The sign is up.
Oh, okay. The caution sign is up. And are you the one toting the rifle or the additional sap gun, sap pistol?
I have the rifle.
Did you stuff the additional sap pistol in your pant? At lining? Okay, cool.
Rather that, or put it in the evidence locker with the napkin.
Nah, you can't do that.
I can dual wield.
Oh, cool. Excellent. All right, so where to next then as you make your way away from the hotel? I think you had been thinking about, like the chaplain. You've been talking about the chaplain.
Yeah.
You wondered about the image with the money bags, the Bimbo Dutra, the local bank manager.
Uh-huh.
You asked about Fran, Miss Tran, the foreman of the cut.
I just kind of figured that the chapel was closest, but what is closest?
It's wherever you want to go. I mean, technically, the cut itself is not closest. Anywhere in town is closest. So it's bank or chapel, your choice.
Yeah.
A lot of these progressive scientism places, they include some sort of greenhouse. They're very big on portraying the, particularly if they're of a harmonist bent, they tend to want to portray the harmony of a functioning ecosystem, that sort of thing, right? And they use all kinds of like plant and tree symbolism to say, like, you know, you are growing like this tree, and that this is out of whack, and you could be doing better. You could be this tree instead, you know, that sort of thing. That isn't really necessary here, because it's a super duper primordial forest woodland planet, essentially, almost all of it. So there's no greenhouse part here. This is just like a kind of pretty boring chapel office. Like there's hardly anything there. It's kind of like a little. There's a front which obviously has like the style is more in the kind of Art Nouveau, kind of more organic flowing style. It's not the kind of blocky or adobe type stuff that the rest of the colony is built in. Adobe Western style with tons of holograms. This has almost no holograms at all. Just one with the like. The chapel. The first room you get into, if you walk in, is just it just has a bunch of essentially posters for like places you might want to visit on a pilgrimage of harmony. And it has like go to this planet, and there's a great pilgrimage site there with a fantastical arboretum or something like that. And there's maybe a fount in the middle. And there's probably an office in the back. There's like a door and a little like reception area. The guy in the reception is wearing the kind of work robes of the order, which kind of look like Zen Buddhist work robes, right? They don't have any. Looks like a pajamas essentially, without a belt. Fairly young still, probably in his 20s. Slowly thinning. Hair is slowly thinning back. And he's going over some papers, apparently, something like that, when you walk in.
Good day. Greetings.
So he looks up, sees you two. Oh, hello there. Welcome to the chapel.
Thank you.
What harmonious things can I offer you today? No, he says harmonious greetings, of course. That's what he says.
Harmonious greetings.
It's a bit forced.
I am JE27S Carl, and this is Laurie. We are... Space Constabulary.
Nobody in the setting can say it. Even the robot trips up.
I didn't think they'd have to program it with that word.
So he says, ah, yes, I can see the badges. I assume I've done nothing wrong.
We are not aware of any such.
Unless you'd like to make a confession, Padre.
Well, it's usually what I say, but no... My energies are harmonized. Well, almost. You know the situation. It's an ugly cut out there.
Yes, indeed.
Or maybe you don't. You look new. I don't recognize you from the constabulary office. Are you replacements?
I'm sent out by Central to investigate some of the things that have been happening out here recently. You wouldn't have happened to have encountered this woman, Randy Shu, and showing him a picture hologram.
Yes, I may have seen her around the cut, yes. I think so.
How many discussions with her?
Not directly. My discussions usually are with the extraction foreman, Miss Tran, and occasionally with Constable Kant, a frustrating man.
Indeed.
What do you find frustrating about him?
Well, I'm certain the man means well, but he is one of these... do less, hope nothing happens sort of people. I would have preferred if he had policed the extraction a little more closely. I think shortcuts are being made here, which could potentially damage, not only the environment, but the work itself. Indeed. I don't know if you are aware. Maybe this is why you're here. The missing workers?
Heard of others missing, yes.
Yes, well, the sloppy nature of this extraction procedure lends itself to people going missing or being killed out there. a little more policing, a little more, bit of more presence, a sharp talking to with this Miss Tran, I'm sure would have worked wonders to stop this sort of thing. But this cant, he sits in his office and does nothing.
His disorganized workspace points to a disorganized mind.
Yes, there isn't enough harmony in his workspace for certain.
I think these disappearances are caused by the company.
Undoubtedly, not maliciously, but the cause is certainly neglect and lack of policing. If the rules were policed more, the fewer people would end up wandering into the jungle or going to the wrong place or what have you. But you haven't told me precisely what you're here. Are you here to locate the workers or to put a stop to it or some such?
Right now we're looking for Agent Shu.
And in locating her, we will back up the fulfillment of her mission, or we take it and we find that she is not able to resume. And the nature of that mission.
This woman is a constable?
I look at Laurie. Have I crossed a parameter?
He wasn't here secretly, I don't think. We weren't given that brief, were we?
Cordish said he had a representative or an agent there. That's all he said, right? When you saw her in the photos, she wasn't wearing any kind of like uniform. So it may just be that he didn't know, right? She may have told people that she was.
Well, she's a person of interest to the constabulary.
Oh, all right. I see. Agent, you know, sounds important.
We would like to secure her safety as our first priority.
Yeah, when was the last time you saw her?
Well, you see, there's quite a bit of things to get done here. I'm afraid I don't get out much if I don't go complain to Ms. Tran or make my tithings. He looks at the ceiling. Perhaps 2 weeks? 2 weeks ago, maybe? I'm pretty sure I was out there at that time. She was also out there.
And who had you seen her with?
Well, I'm fairly certain she was out there engaging with the other workers. You must understand, she was not my priority. I'm sorry to say I don't know more. I wish I could tell you more.
Shall we ask him about our new persons of interest?
Yeah.
Tell us, what do you know of Louis Cipher and or Lola and or the other band member name?
Oh, Sal.
Sal.
Well, I don't know everyone here, and I'm not on a first-name basis with very many people, and those who come to me often do so, well, not. Well, I don't require an introduction, you see.
Ah.
I'm not certain, but is there another form of identification you can give me in this case? Some have I seen one of these people around?
The band? The mariachis?
Oh, the band? Oh. Yes, of course. I believe they play in and around the bar, right? Try not to go in there. It's a frightful mess in there. And I think that bartender is more of an agonist sort of individual.
What?
Agon.
In the philosophy of progressive scientism, there are multiple schools of thought, of course, but one in particular, the one I belong to, is harmonism, which of course means we seek the harmony in all things, of energies, of people, and the fair and fine cooperation of all toward a common goal. Very noble. There are those, of course, who prefer the idea that people should be at conflict at all times, and I think some people even thrive on putting others against each other. Well, I don't wish to make accusations, but it seems to me that Mr. Deggans, the proprietor of the bar there, has a particular predilection for stirring up trouble between patrons. Seems to me a very agonist approach.
That doesn't sound good.
This does not square with my previous interactions. I will have to revise my view.
But, well, perhaps you caught him on a good day.
When we mention those names and he says, oh, no, I don't know him, any reaction?
He doesn't seem to be lying to you. It's not the impression you get. He seems a little like he was immersed in something that was important, and you popped up, and so he has to think about information. kind of far away.
What was he doing when we came in? I can't remember.
He was going through some paperwork on the other side of the reception.
So as we've been talking to him, I would have been walking around so I could like take a peek at the papers.
Okay. The papers appear to be what you can see, like just in a cursory glance, they appear to be reports to, well, you would assume like the progressive scientism, the Church of Progressive Scientism on a different planet, some sort of higher authority, basically. And there are a lot of other, like, you see notes, right, which seem to have been taken in his own hand on activities around the cut. You see the name Tran come up a few times, just scanning the document.
Okay. Don't think I have any more questions. Do you, Carl?
No. If he does not know where this Lewis cipher is, then we will have to proceed to other interviewees.
A thought occurred to me that perhaps you could inquire with the bank. Anyone here who stays here for any extent of time would probably have to either be on a company payroll or get a line of credit with the bank to support themselves. Perhaps you could find a lead over there.
That was our next stop.
Ah, oh, how fortunate. I'm unable to leave quite just yet, but I have a little delivery that I would like to deliver over to the bank manager. Wouldn't be amenable to do that for me, would you?
If it wouldn't violate any legal or ethical restrictions that we have.
Oh, no. Quite the contrary. I'm certain it would be of immense benefit to your energies, to harmonizing your energies. He digs through the back of the reception area and produces a small, I can't remember the Japanese word, it's a dwarf tree.
Bonsai?
Yes, bonsai, thank you. A very small bonsai with bright orange leaves. Puts it on the counter. He's like, I have just the thing to help the manager with his problem. Don't tell him I said that. Just tell him this is my reply.
All right.
Very good. Excellent.
Pick you up and start walking out. And I turn back and go, one more thing.
Yes?
Has there been any change in the number of your flock of people coming for services and such?
A little bit. There were one or two of the missing who would come here somewhat regularly. But I think fluctuation is more due to the unfortunate and perverse agonist tendencies of Mr. Deggans, swading them away, you see.
So they're going to the bar rather than coming here.
The bar, yes. Yes. Where they then get into trouble, and you understand. I don't want to cast aspersions, but it is not a fine situation.
All right, then. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Have a harmonious day.
I'm heading out then. Look over the tree as they get outside.
It's a small bonsai. You're not sure what breed of tree it is, what species of tree it is particularly. It has kind of bright orange leaves, kind of mottled bark. It sits in a porcelain pot, kind of flat pot. Give it to the robot. Analyze this.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
He did not speak to us. Produce the, I don't know, tray carrying attachment, where once I may have had lemon-soaked napkins to dispense.
Set it on that so he can carry.
He did not speak to us as much of conspiracy as I, except for the Tex Deccans conspiracy to get people drunk.
Yeah, almost assigning some sort of religious proselytizing to Tex.
He is very odd.
Well, I'll see what giving this tree to the banker stirs up.
Perhaps we could forge a court order for information about this other bank account number. No. Forget that I suggested that.
We may be able to come up with good legal means of doing that.
Yes.
I'm sure we've got the proper paperwork here somewhere.
Yeah, I'll start going through my compartments and seeing if I have been provided with any forms for doing this sort of thing.
I don't know if you have them, but you might possibly find a proper form for that sort of thing in the constabulary office here.
Okay.
So do we swing by there again first, grab some paperwork?
Sure.
Okay. You go to the constabulary building. You find the reception area empty.
Heidegger is derelict.
You mean Hagden?
Hagden is derelict.
Is that a bug in your speech vocalizer thingamabob? Error token not found.
I did not assign him a high memory priority.
Do some looking around to see anything looks more a mess than normal.
The reception area is pretty, it's fairly ordered. It's not like Kant's office upstairs. It maybe has the character of there's an element of just, what's a good word? Like, there isn't much activity going on here. Like, so there's maybe like a thin layer of dust on some of the paperwork and stacks of forms and that sort of thing. It's not noticeable to the, you have to like really look to see it. There are like coffee stains on the reception area countertop and stuff like that. So somebody's not quite cleaning up and that sort of thing.
Microfiber cloth and then baking soda on the on the coffee stains.
Okay, so you start cleaning up. Okay. But yeah, normally somebody would be here.
Hagden?
There's no answer from downstairs, at least. If there's one from upstairs, you don't hear it.
You don't think they came here first? No, Hagden was there to answer our call, so...
And upstairs. Can't you hear?
Oh, you call upstairs?
Yeah.
I think you hear some shuffling upstairs and then a door opening and you hear Kant's voice. Somebody yelling down there?
Kant, Hagen, step out. We're looking for some forms.
Yes. Yes, he did. That's right. I saw him cross the street a little while ago. What, is Rosa down there?
No, nobody's down here.
And there's some more rummaging and...
Put away my microfiber cloth and produce the rifle.
Okay. So Kant comes down.
Hide the rifle.
Oh, you hide the rifle. Where?
Just make sure that side of the barrel is turned away from the stairs.
Okay, what, do you put it behind your back?
Or? It's behind my back, yes.
Okay, so he comes down, looks around, shakes his head. He knows better than to leave the reception area empty. Now I'm going to have to sit here. That boy. He fishes out his communicator, is like, starts setting the frequency for presumably Hagden's communicator.
Want to grab that form and then give him a minute.
Okay. Reach for the form. Meanwhile, Kant's like, Hagden, are you out there? Answer me. You can't leave the reception area empty. Now I have to do work here. I have other things to do up in my office. You out there, boy? What's wrong with it? Why did he turn it off? Are there sunspots? What's up with this thing? You robot.
Well, once we have the form, let's go look for him.
You robot, can you see anything wrong with this communicator?
Produce the social head. Scan it over. It externally looks fairly normal. I would have to interact with it and see if I can diagnose.
I'm sure that won't be necessary. It's probably Hagden's communicator that's off or broken.
Likely.
But maybe he went to repair it.
Well, we will be happy to find him.
Yeah, where would he have gone if he was going to repair it?
Maybe the general store?
By a general, okay.
I'm sure there's a general store out there, yes?
Did we see a general store?
I don't know. Were you looking?
No.
Apparently, Kant wasn't looking either. All right, so now all of your communicators go buzzing.
Open. Okay,
yeah, so you hear Baba Yara going, help, help! They're here, hotel!
Well, Hagden will have to wait, and so will Bimbo Dutra.
Wait.
Grab your gun, Kant.
Baba Yara, where? What's happening?
The hotel. He's guarding the prisoners.
You have prisoners in the hotel? Why didn't you use the lockup?
Hagden said you didn't have.
Hagden lied to us.
Oh, hell. Okay, so, well, you lead the way then.
All right. So that means that he's behind me, and...
No, that means he's not coming.
Oh, it means he's not coming. Good. Well, then he still won't see the zap rifle.
Okay, so you move it between yourself and his line of sight. Okay. Okay, you rush off to the hotel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you can see smoke coming out of one of the windows on the third floor.
No signs of people around on the ground.
There are a few people. Most people are off to like work, but there are a few loafers, and they've kind of stopped to watch. Like a couple of them are standing out in the street, pointing up at the window, smoking. You can see Baba Yara actually coming out of the window. He's kind of climbing out, and then hanging from the window and kind of looking at, like, if there's an awning or something he can drop onto.
Well, wonder how high up I can get with my suspensor, my repulsor lift.
I guess you could try to make a constitution. That's to see how well you might do.
Yeah, let's see if I can get up there or get in a position to give him a safer drop or, you know, save him.
I'll grab the bonsai from him and set it aside.
11.
All right, so describe to me what does this propulsion thing, de-grab, whatever it is, look like when you bounce off?
Well, it's probably not normally meant for me to go way up, so it's like, with immense effort, I can, say, hop a couple of meters and then hop on a stack of crates, and then hop on a, like you say, an awning or something, and get just high enough for him to let go and have his feet alight on my top, and say, hold on, as I repeat the bouncing process, going back down.
It's the less explosive version of the end of Dr. Strangelove. Baba Yara waves his hat. And I'm sure he's yelling more in surprise and fear than thrill. But yeah, you get down to the ground. You manage to safely deposit him there. He kind of gingerly gets off your chassis, breathes a sigh of relief. Thank you.
Are they still up there?
Yeah, breakthrough door. Something explode. I was behind bed. Made contact. I think something on fire up there. We must put it out.
Okay. Like, how many exits do we have to cover?
Yeah. How many exits are there?
Well, there's the first end. There's a proper entry, and then there's probably a back from the, you know, a delivery essentially. Not that there would be a main, like a big need for a delivery. It's probably just there because that was the plan for the building. Front and back, and then anyone could have gone out of any window, really.
That's true. Yeah.
All right, so where do you go?
You want front or back?
You're still holding the bonsai?
No, I set the bonsai tree to the side. Right. Yeah, I'll go to back.
All right, Baba, go cover him in back, and I will come up front.
You can probably see Constable Kant kind of lagging behind. He's in the street, he's just out nowhere near. He's just nowhere near the hotel, hanging back and observing, you know, like leaders do.
Yeah.
Okay. So the robot, you whoosh up to the front. It looks pretty empty. Rushing off to the back. Let's do a constitution to see if you're quick enough to get there before, like, the whole Baba Yara thing didn't take that long. It didn't distract you for that long, Laurie.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I can't run too fast in these tight pants.
That's right. You have a bulging bit of change as well, you know, weighing you down on the side there. It's very annoying. And, of course, the the extra zap pistol in the belt, right? So it's a little awkward. You're kind of sort of bobbing, barreling that way. You look at the back entrance. It's, you know, nondescript, boring back entrance, little, you know, two steps up to the actual door. The door is wide open. Looks like it may have been busted open from the inside. There are some muddy footprints leading out. Oh, you would have seen that in the entrance, of course, Mr. Cleaning Bot. You would have seen that. That was the first detail you picked up, obviously. Like, there are jungle contaminants all over the floor, like footprints, boot prints in the vestibule and the lobby. But back to Laurie. You see that they kind of, you know, they kind of vanish in the rest of the muck and the mud and the underbrush here outside of the hotel. But, you know, following just where they led, like, you see like a hint of somebody ducking into some of the thicker nearby thickets of primordial jungle growth.
I just die. Draw and shoot.
let's give you a -2. Okay. I guess it's like you're not sure exactly, you know, where they went.
Something moving there. Shoot it.
Oh wow. Okay, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Just for fun's sake, roll a d4. Okay. All right. So no problem. It's still set on stun. So you fire a bunch of times, I guess, into the jungle. It looks really dramatic, you know, fantastic movie, holographic movie stuff. And then Baba Yara comes around the corner, you know, and starts helping you post down the jungle with stun rays.
And then the guy with the minigun steps up. And
yeah, okay, so you can hear shooting, Carl.
Well, there's still a fire, so need to get an extinguisher and go put out the fire.
Okay.
And then I will go assist with the shooting.
You grab whatever extinguisher you can find, whatever equivalent that is in this environment, and head up to the room then, I guess.
Yeah.
And along the path you see, like, there, you can identify two different sets of muddy footprints and one set of footprints that weren't muddy first, but stepped in the other mud.
Uh-huh.
And give me an ingenuity roll. Oh, yeah, this is like exactly the same shoe size as Hagden. You're pretty sure it's a constabulary reg boot or footwear.
I identified the wrong tight, constable. Hagden will pay for this.
Now that you look at the other prints, though, and you have Hagden's thing, like, okay, that's definitely a constabulary reg footprint. You think one of the other two is also... It's a much muddier, much dirtier, messed up print, but you're pretty sure that's also a constabulary style foot shoe.
All right, Rosa's dirty too. Why Rosa is spending all of her time hanging out in the jungle, we will have to find out about if she's still alive after we meet her.
All right, so you have your thing. You were heading up to the fire. Meanwhile, yeah, you and Baba Yaro, Laura, you've given the jungle what for. Now what?
Looks like they got away.
Are you sure? We could look.
Yeah, I suppose.
So he starts heading out off into the direction of that little leg of the jungle.
I don't think we want to go too far.
You have my back, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, following after him.
A few seconds later, he swats at the underbrush and, like, whips things to the side and is, like, looking around like, yo, give up, constabulary, constable. Because he can't say it either. And then somebody goes, stop, don't shoot, I give up.
That worked. No. Come out. Hands up.
All right. You see presumably a sap extraction worker. Looks like he's from Space Puerto Rico. He has a protective helmet on so that he won't get branches on it in case they fall. He has some sort of cool holographic tank top print. It's pretty stained, though. And he's kind of holding his hands up out of the jungle like, I'm only out here looking for my tools.
Seems like a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie.
What are you really doing out here?
He looks around a bit. You're not with you're not with company. You have constable suspect. What's that thing? Confidentiality.
Yeah, we got all that.
Yeah. Okay. I go out here. I catch a few winks, just a little bit. You know, long shift.
You see anybody else come by here within the last minute or so?
Oh yeah, right before all the lasers came through.
Yeah.
I think 3-4 people.
Describe them.
Very dirty. They kind of smell like acrid, like industry motors, something like that. One was constable, I think. I'm accidentally giving him Baba Yaro speech. One was a constable. Or at least dressed like one.
The others dressed...
Uh, didn't see it. They were dirty, like stained. They had leaves on them. I was thinking maybe Chai had, troublemaker. She had maybe, I figured maybe she had called in some friends. They had, have some eco-warriors or something out there.
We'll investigate that. I guess you can keep looking for your tools.
Okay, yeah. I think I left them somewhere else. I'm going to go now.
All
right. Right, so he wanders off. Baba Yaga is kind of crouching close to the ground, kind of looking around. Can't find anything here.
Look where he's looking and go, yeah, I don't see anything either.
What we do now? We go back?
Yeah, let's make sure that Carl didn't have any problems in the hotel. And you can tell me all you know about Hagden.
He kind of lazy guy. So he starts talking about that as you walk back. And Carl, you get up to the proper room. Yeah, there's like somebody's blasted open the door with something very hot and unpleasant. You're not a firearms expert or anything, so or an explosives expert, so it's hard to say what. But the door is basically just obliterated, burnt edges. There's some fire. The bed is on fire. There's a lot of smoke in there.
Well, it's going to take a lot of CO2 or foam, but I just lay it on until either the fires go out or I'm out of stuff.
I think we get like it's some sort of like space extinguisher that has like a fantastical crimson smoke that it emits, right? Powder, and it mixes with the black smoke. It just takes it over, and then everything just calms down.
It's what they're going to have on in space, where even small fires will kill you really fast.
Right. Afterwards, it leaves this kind of like pinkish residue everywhere, and there's a bit of a reddish mist in the room afterwards as well.
Well, if it's not going to rain imminently, then perhaps I can tell somebody else to get some sellotape, some plastic wrap from the kitchen and put it on the inside and outside of what remains of the window.
Right.
Keep it from getting rain in here. I don't suppose there's any more evidence to be seen here under the pink dust.
Do you try to look? Do you?
Sure, I'll look around.
All right.
And see if anything was dropped and somehow not obliterated in the...
Make that an ingenuity roll.
In the affray.
Yeah.
A little something.
Partial. You're obviously maybe trying to gingerly move around so that you don't disturb all the residue and such, so that it'll be more difficult to clean up later.
Yeah.
And you're assessing the window and such. I think you find there's a little fragment that you didn't see before when you were in the room. Like, it looks like a blackish rock fragment. It's on a corner of the bed. I don't think it was there before. It looks like it's kind of smoking, like it came off something bigger.
Manipulator appendage, pick it up, keep it a little bit away from the body. Bomb casing fragment, or...
No, you think it'd be odd to make something like that out of like an art.
But it's a rock.
Yes, like a rock, like a black mineral rock of some kind, right? There's some residue on a part of the bottom. It has a very sharp edge on one side. So you think maybe it's like part of the base of something, like an ornamentational object, like something you put in a window or on a dresser or something.
Well, let's see. Wonder if I've got, like, this may be a mod. Extend a visual sensor. Kind of a flexible hose thing so that I can go look under the bed.
Oh, I'm sure you have that, so you can know where all the hidden dust is.
Clean under the bed. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I look under the bed and see if there are other fragments that may have ended up underneath there, or if...
Yeah, give me social mobility.
Social mobility.
Pure dumb luck.
Not quite lucky.
Okay. I'll put that in my pocket for now. You are kind of busying yourself looking over the room and assessing it while Baba Yaga and Lari are making their way back. And Baba Yaga has been saying, like, Hagden is an underachiever. Like, he's kind of like... he's a bit of a mirror image of Kant, but he's fairly close with Rosa. The two of them, they go to the bar sometimes, that sort of thing.
Anybody other than Rosa that he hangs out with?
Baba likes to take it easy. So obviously he does his police work. But there's not a whole lot of call for police work in this place, at least not under Kant. So he kind of just chills at the constabulary building, smokes his cigarettes, listens to the jungle sounds, that sort of thing. So
he hasn't done anything that maybe now looking back on seems odd or suspicious.
Maybe. A bit strange to put people up in the hotel, but not my business where they go. Lockup in the constabulary building is very small.
So get back. Carl's put out the fire. The bodies of the mariachis here, are they there?
No. No bodies. It seems to have been a hostage rescue, essentially.
Though our witness didn't see them.
I think he said four, right?
But they...
He didn't describe them as looking like mariachis, that's true.
He described them as looking like...
Yeah, dirty. Muddy.
We'll do the passing information here with Carl.
Sure.
Give you my report. Tell you I figure that somebody in muddy constabulary boots came in and somebody crossed the path going out so that I could see that a second person was wearing constabulary boots. I think that both Hagden and Rosa were involved. And I found this ceramic shard. Maybe something like a plant pot or something.
Look at that bonsai.
That's what I just thought, yeah.
Well, they made it off into the jungle.
Well, then we'll have to find them. And probably wherever they are, Lewis Cipher is too.
Maybe. It's a lot more than they pay us for.
It is. It would be better if we had a full tactical team.
There's a lot more of them than there are us.
Yep.
That's the first time I ever shot anybody earlier.
You've been doing a lot of shooting in the last few hours.
Yeah, because I'm scared shitless. I'm trying to learn on the job, but the consequences of mistake could be a bit dire. Aren't for me.
Yeah.
I mean, you, and so reassemble you probably, maybe. Yeah, probably not.
Why not? I'm a sovereign citizen like any other.
Yeah, that's probably why they wouldn't, though.
Oh.
I mean, if you were cleaning their floors, they might, you know, have you refurb.
And with no heirs, it would all be seized by the state. All of my stocks.
You're going to have to make a file with, like, what companies you have stock in.
I need to start thinking about naming a beneficiary, too.
Right.
Whose primary purpose of gaining any monies is to put that monies into repairing me.
I mean, I understand. It's probably your sleazy lawyer, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, I think Baba Yar is kind of looking around the room. It's like, nearly knocked it out. Very, very close one.
Yes. It's good they were just trying to blow out the door so that people could escape.
Yeah. I shoot back, you know, like twice.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure I hit someone, so there was Yelp.
May have to look at the footprints again, see if there's a limp pattern or a left foot is not as far in front of right foot each time as it normally would be.
Who is Kaiser Sosa? Unfortunately, you don't spot anything new.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that the one set of constabulary shoes are very, very, you know, muddy, but same dimensions, clearly a bit of the same print.
Yeah.
And the other is clearly, clearly Hagden.
Well, I do not know who Baba Yaro hit.
Kant still isn't here.
He hasn't gone inside. you came back from the back, right? So
maybe
like there's a little like ding from your communicators.
Should we give him the all clear?
Yeah, probably.
Answer, yeah.
So yeah, it's Kant. He's like, is everything okay now?
The fire has been contained. All suspects have fled vicinity.
Good. I mean, that's not good, but...
The premises are secure.
Ah, good, 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 good. That's good. It's unfortunate that you lost the suspects, but at least things are calm now. Do you think this will take much longer?
Depends on if we have to wait for a tactical team to be kept off, or if we're going to be big damn heroes and settle this tonight.
Is that what you say over the for the communicator?
No, I do not have. I don't have my talk button
okay. Pushed
down when I'm saying that to Laurie.
Well, I will meet you out front and discuss this.
Out front, yes. I'm there.
Yeah, because there's not much chance of him coming here. So
nope.
Let's go.
He's out there shooing people away.
Did my ceramic cool down yet?
Your ceramic.
The pot, plant, shard.
Rocky base, something. Yeah. It was smoking from the bottom, particularly. You assume it's the bottom, anyway.
Okay. But I could probably, safely put it on the tray and retract the tray into its compartment.
No, it's not going to burn any components.
Great.
Yeah, so Kant is waving people away, nothing to see here, everything is in order, everything is under control, trust your constabulary.
Thank you, Lieutenant Drebin. Well, Kant, looks like half your constabulary are actually criminals.
What sort of proof do you have of that?
Unless constabulary boots are common issue, if they can be bought on the plus market, then perhaps we do not have a lot of proof. Except circumstantial about...
Why, do you have a boot?
Hagden. We have prints.
Right? You mean those prints? He points to the prints that go into the hotel there.
Yes. And subsequent prints on the path out.
How could anybody be sure what those are? They're incredibly muddy. What sort of accusations are you flinging around here?
Well, why don't you get on the communicator and meet up with Hagden and Rosa?
I could do that, yes, but I'm still waiting for a reasonable case for you to make in this accusation of my junior constables. I mean, if they were criminals, I'm sure I would know.
How about we meet with them? We can discuss what's going on. This is a pretty major incident. We should all gather and make sure that we're all assigned proper duties to investigate this. If they're not involved, they would be good resources. Unless you want to do this, take the lead on this and do this yourself. Go canvassing the area.
No, I see. I think, that's reasonable. Pooling resources and delegating is the cornerstone of the constabulary, after all. I will get on the communicator and see if I can locate either one of them. Although I don't hold out too much hope for Kant. Apparently his communicator seems to be broken, or perhaps he forgot it somewhere. The toilet, maybe. I shall try Rosa.
I would figure that you'd have it on you.
He meant Hagden.
All right, so he fishes out his communicator and steps away for a bit and starts twiddling with the frequencies. Yeah, so Bobby Oro steps up and says, well, I see no track in the jungle, but description of the suspects... Constable uniform, stand out there, points to the jungle.
Uh-huh.
Could probably see if we find someone. Could not have gone far. Thick jungle.
Yeah, jungle, yeah.
Yeah, let's see if there are other workers hanging around out there.
Yeah, they may see.
It's not the cut, is it? It's not the cut in that direction.
Well, yes, yeah, a little bit farther on. But maybe we find more workers looking for tools.
Could be.
It's idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kant is going, Rosa, come in. I'm in, blast you. Something must be up with their communicators. Maybe they're out of range or something.
Very possibly. As suggested by Bobby Yaro, I think we shall start canvassing and see if we can gain more information.
I trust that when you say we, you mean you.
Exactly. Me, Bari, Baba. You may... I encourage you to continue with your present course of action.
I should coordinate the mission from home base. That's what I should do.
Exactly.
You're sure my communicator worked properly?
Yes.
Then there shouldn't be no problem. I shall, I'll be over there.
All right.
Okay, he starts moving over to the constabulary.
Well, that's him out of the way. But it's too bad they won't come back. It'd be easier to... deal with just them, than with them and the mariachi band at the same time.
And the cultists.
Yes. I figure that they're probably the main body of the cult, but who knows? Oh, you did not hear any of that, Baba Yara. There is no cult. There is no conspiracy.
Why, you speak about, a chapel?
We do have to start wondering if the agonists are wrapped up in this. The reverend or the priest was talking, or the chaplain was talking about agonists, which was a new term to us.
Ah, agon. Philosophy of, he punches his fists together.
Yeah, instead of harmony.
Competition good sometime.
Sometimes. The cream will float to the top.
You don't impress me as a agonist, Baba Yara.
No, I suppose. I'm more chapel fellow.
Jungle man?
Yeah. It's that or deliver the plant to the bank real quick. We can do that later.
Will you have delivery make?
Well, the chaplain wanted to send this little tree to the bank manager. And we were going to take some forms over there to inquire about another line of inquiry related to the mariachi band.
You want I take you, scout ahead?
Are we sure that it's not a bomb? Of course, he's harmonist. A harmonist wouldn't do that.
Right.
That was perfectly safe for Baba Yara to do that.
So I leave at reception, or?
Sure.
And then come after.
That was probably our ticket into talking to Bimbo himself, but with all of the explosives.
Well, you sure you not want to talk to Dutra?
Oh, we do want to talk to Dutra. It's just that the time urgency of the escape has caused a reevaluation.
Well, I can't leave a plant in the street, so...
No.
Well, I take, and you go jungle. I catch up.
All right. Thank you.
He smiles, takes the plant, and rushes off to the bank.
You don't have, like, a machete attachment or anything, do you?
He has floor waxers.
Mop, vacuum attachments.
I'm sure you have one of those scoops that you can put dust in, right? So you could use that to swat at the jungle.
Yeah, maybe mat the grass down so it's easier for us to go through it.
You're good at spine footprints. Maybe you can do that in the jungle too.
And maybe I've got like a leaf blower, or the vacuum is reversible for leaf blower purposes.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Yeah, for emergencies.
I'll let him lead the way, and all as we're going in, I break off some branches and leave, and like start like sticking in my hair and stuff, and make the shittiest ghillie suit ever.
I'm sure they'll see the shiny robot before you anyway.
Especially with all the noise that I'm making, blowing stuff out of my way.
So you head into the direction that you presume your suspects fled?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you pass the portion where you found the worker. At this point, it's kind of like the undergrowth is somewhat thick. There are all kinds of like really bizarre looking flowers that look like death's heads and like giant crimson bats and stuff. It's like almost a caricature of like the worst possible scary plants from the Amazon. And at some point, like there's a pterodactyl-like creature that alights from some branch, scares the bejeebers out of somebody, probably.
Yeah.
Flits away, and you start hearing now and again, like you think it's like distant giggling or tittering, like in the trees.
You hear that?
Stop and listen.
You can hear some stuff.
Birds.
It's, well, a little difficult to say. It sounds like some people, certainly, some drunk people that you've heard before, giggling or tittering.
Their testimony may be unreliable, but it may be more easily obtained. Let's see if I can get a direction.
I have, like, maybe 5 different directions.
Well, I pick one and go that way.
You think they're moving a little bit as well? Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Not much, but enough to be noticeable.
I guess going around the clock, I pick one, and I go.
Oh, you move forward. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you head that way. The farther in that direction you go, the more you think the tittering and giggling kind of increase from more sources. You start to think that maybe there's a party here or something, or somebody's having a joke on you. And then, like, this hairy, purple, backsided simian-esque creature swings down almost in front of you and lands on all fours and starts giggling up at you, like in a very human-type giggle.
This will probably not answer questions. Are you capable of answering questions?
It gives you a slap, a pretty hard slap. Of course, you're made of metal, so, you know.
That's a no.
It starts beating its chest.
I will produce a manipulator appendage and wrap on my hull.
You know, social mobility. Wow. Okay. You give the simian creature pause. It looks at you sideways. And then it starts waving its arms around and goes, Zaytan! Zaytan! Zaytan!
Where is Zaytan?
Runs a little circle, and then it starts pointing with both arms in one direction. Zaytan! Zaytan!
Thank you, citizen. And I will go off in that direction.
All right. It looks like it's considering slapping poor Laurie, but then it just beats his chest instead.
I give a very half-hearted beating of my chest as I'm moving off with Carl.
Okay, the jungle first gets thicker and darker and mustier.
We'll need a searchlight at times, I'm sure.
Yes, a couple of times you have to put it on. But then all of a sudden it kind of breaks open into like a glade. And there's a big open glade. It's almost entirely becrawled by like an alien planet kudzu. In the middle, there's a large black stone altar, very rough, and it has all these weird inscriptions on it. And in the middle of the altar, on one of the sides, it has this kind of scary-looking face carved into it.
This is obviously the place.
Any people present? No? Anything broken off of the base of the altar?
No.
Okay.
But there appears to be a depression, kind of a square depression, in the very middle of the altar.
Dimensions along the side of that square, do they correspond with the dimensions of what I figure the square of this base fragment is?
It could very well be, yeah.
So I'll go ahead and directly measure my fragment against the little depression, see if I can infer.
You walk up to it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it fits.
And try not to worry too much about Lewis Cypher's self-portrait in the base of the altar. Yeah.
All right, yeah, it fits in the corner. Pretty okay.
Well, it'd be nice if we had the rest of this.
It appears to be made of a very similar rock as well.
So, this thing could explode?
Who knows? Or perhaps they were simply careless and damaged an important item.
So you hear some rustling in the undergrowth kudzu, kind of like behind you.
I duck down into the undergrowth.
Okay, it's not that high. It's like it's just kudzu maybe up to your knees. I mean, you could throw yourself flat, maybe.
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay, the robot is
go
not
behind
so lucky.
The altar and use it as a bracing platform for my zap rifle.
Okay, all right. So there are five figures in darkly crimson robes step out from among the jungle, right? One throws back its hood, or his hood, and you see that it's Hagden, and he has his constable sap pistol in his hand. He says, that's where it went. I told you the key was damaged.
You were dumb enough to damage it.
You hear a woman's voice from out of one of the hoods, like, it would not have been damaged if it weren't for that idiot constable that you sent to guard the underlings. At any rate, there are only two of them.
Well, buenos tardes. Will the real Lewis Cypher please step forward?
Oh, how little they know, Hagden says.
Well, why don't you explain it to us? Maybe we would convert.
Oh, really?
Hag on.
Hail Satan.
So, I guess you get a wry grin from Hagden. He says, well, I doubt our little arrangement would be beneficial for the tin can. But perhaps you, Laurie, perhaps you would be suitable. Tell me, have you ever imagined yourself capable of feats greater than normal human limitations?
I mean, sometimes I imagine that, yeah.
Now imagine these things were reality, and they could be gifted to you by the power of Satan.
You do not seem to have received many gifts.
Agnes sneers at that. It's like, many gifts may appear unobvious at first. Besides, I am only a low-ranking servant of Zaytan. Zaytan has promised much. At any rate.
The gift of sitting on your ass.
Well, yes. and growing rich and wealthy and gaining powers.
To buy what around here, exactly?
You clearly have no clue what's going on here. So let me elucidate. And then another person steps forward, puts his hand on Hagden's shoulder and goes, maybe we should think this over a little bit. He throws back his hood, and it's Bimbo Dutra. It's the bank manager.
Damn, you're not there to get your present.
Apparently not. Now, were you told exactly about this place?
Not nearly enough.
Not. Now, there's a great deal of things at work here, and there's a very delicate balance of these things, and we don't want them upset. A slight calamity has already happened, what with the breaking of the key, but this can be fixed, I'm certain. Any rate, if indeed you are sincere in your willingness to give up the ignorance of the constabulary service and serve with us, then produce the fragments.
Well, let's work out the parameters of our deals here.
As Hagden says, there are great rewards in store.
Well, you bring forth your great rewards and we'll bring forth our keys and...
Now, the power does not work through me. The power is not mine to offer it, but works through me, you see. But as bank manager, I could set you up with a comfortable fund to tide you over until the real gifts come along.
How big a fund?
I can't just write any number you see on the withdrawals. That would be suspicious, but I could siphon a sizable sum from the workers' salaries, perhaps arranged a sort of delay in payments that would work. It would set you up quite nicely. Not to retire, but certainly months in advance.
I'm waiting for my signal to turn on my searchlight.
Do you think you're going to get it from Larry?
I guess I will have to take initiative then.
So we give over the key, you set up a nice account, and we start...
serving as we do.
Let's explain that.
Well, whatever the great master requires, we do. So far, it has been minor. The rewards are great.
What do you have to do, and how do you determine what needs to be done?
I shift funds every once in a while. Hagden here forgets to file certain reports every once in a while. Rosa, too. Quiet down certain activities and conversations in around Aldrin, here in the colony. It's not big. They are not dangerous things, overwhelmingly.
How do you know when to do these things and what to do?
Oh, the master tells us, of course, as he will tell you, undoubtedly.
How does this communication happen?
Oh, he appears, of course.
Does he live under the altar?
What? No.
He's going to have the key to something.
Yes, well, our relics are in the altar. We need the key to access our relics. What did you think? This is some sort of hollow adventure serial? Don't be absurd. The master's hiding among us.
When you say appeared, is it like, you know, you're sleeping and all of a sudden, boom, he's there in the bedroom telling you to do stuff?
He might.
Because I wouldn't like that.
He might. But it's more likely
that... invasion of privacy, I'm not... I'm not keen on that.
Hagden's like, look, that only happened one time. Normally he just shows up in a public place. You don't have to worry about that. Look, that scared me, but you know, it's not that serious.
I'd want that in my contract, that doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, we can attempt to forward a word.
Okay.
So, well, you're willing to hand over the fragment then, says Dutra.
Well, here it is.
All right. The bank manager slowly moves forward, flanked by the woman who still got her hood up.
But they'll be pretty close when he puts his hand
out
to the altar, and I turn the searchlight on.
Okay.
They'll be expecting that, but hey. And click.
This big ass searchlight plops up and goes... Let's see the searchlight rules again. It was a save for them or something like that? Yes.
And can be used, ingenuity save to avoid for 1d6 rounds.
So for Hagden, that's 11. No, sorry, the woman, that's 11. And, oh, well, that's boring.
Yeah. Kind of blind at least one of them.
Yeah, I think maybe you get a surprise, right? You get to act first if you want to do something.
Okay.
It's not a surprise round. You just get initiative, essentially. Let's put it that way. Since they didn't crit, right? And they weren't expecting it. Both figures are momentarily surprised and appalled.
Great. Then I'll shoot Rosa.
Okay. With the rifle here.
Yep.
And it's set to...
set to stun. We did change the settings when picked it up, so...
Yep. Cool. Take plus one and make your roll. All right. So do your damage. D6, right? Oh. So I guess this may be a bit of a glancing hit. Maybe you're not used to these... It's the awkward pincers that you have in your...
Very possibly.
Yeah. Don't quite get the perfect hit you wanted.
Nope. I wanted to knock her out in one shot.
Let's see, you hit her in the arm and she goes, oh! And her arm starts spassing a bit. And Bimbo Dutra goes, betrayal! And I guess for the rest of you, I guess we'll roll initiative. For simplicity's sake, I'll do one for them. And Laurie can do one for him.
And that's just a D6, right?
Yeah. Laurie, what do you do?
Well, I think I'm surprised. I kind of thought we had a deal. I am just running for cover.
Okay, so heading
Serpentine.
Yes. Cool. I'll consider that if anybody decides to take a shot at you, but I don't think they will. Then it's Hagden then. He's the one with a weapon up. So he's going to try to hit our poor robot. Partial, so that's half whatever I roll here. And you have armor, right? So...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that ricochets off your shiny armor. I imagine it sort of just barely misses Laurie as he's serpentining out of the way.
Setting Kudzu on fire.
Perfect. Wonderful. Let's see. The last individual of the four of them throws back his hood. I don't know if you're focused on him, though. You see that in the background, that the fourth guy throws back his hood and digs into his ropes for something. I want to say, since the initiative order was set, essentially, with the searchlight, then I'm going to give you the robot first action in the next round here.
Okay.
You go first.
So we've got one person with a weapon out, one person with a spazzing arm. Was she going to try to get a weapon out? Does it look like she's trying to get something?
She's kind of trying to get her hand, her arm in order.
Okay.
It just looks like she's about to rush you or anything. The bank manager looks like he's fishing for something in his robes.
I'd probably better take care of Hagden, even though I've not been real impressed. I haven't been real impressed with him, but he did blow a door open, so. Or Rosa did. Somebody did.
Mm-hmm.
But Hagden already has his weapon out, so I'm going to shoot him.
Okay. Aha! D6. Okay. You... hit him square in the center mass. He's stunned. You know, he goes and throws, falls down into the kudzu.
One.
To your surprise, perhaps, or perhaps not, Baba Yaro comes out of the kudzu wall that separates the jungle.
He was going to eventually catch up with us, yeah.
And he grabs the guy number four, and they start wrestling. Then Dutra yanks out something. He pulls out like a space navy saber. Roars something like "In the name of Satan, die, robot!" as he swats at you. And of course, he's absolutely terrible at that. I don't know if you have your thrusters on and sort of just side thrust or something. So
and the altar is probably still between us.
Yeah. So he just slams it down into the altar. Sparks fly. Let's see. I'm going to see if the woman is... Yeah, okay. She seems to be somewhat getting her hand under control. She's not going to do anything this round, but next round. You were on four, right? Well, you're just leaving, right, Laurie?
I was getting cover, so getting behind some tree.
Yeah. So I think in this round, you get to the edge of the glade, right? And you can find cover somewhere.
Okay.
Or you can look into the glade if you want.
Get out both of my pistols.
Excellent. Okay, new round, top of the order. It's the Wobot.
Let's take care of Dutra before he hurts himself. Partial.
Okay, partial. So half damage, whatever damage you do. Okay, so two. You hit him. I don't think he's that tough, though. He's not a Hagdon, so for the sake of not deciding this stuff, let's just roll to determine about how tough he is. Yeah, okay. You incapacitate poor Bimbadutra.
Satisfactory.
So he says, "Ah, Zaytan!" And then, you know, he spasses out on the ground.
Taking out the trash.
That should be the final line, like when you report back to Cornish, like, "We took out the trash."
It will be, yes.
All right, cool. Laurie in the bushes with his pistols.
Who's still up?
The woman, the hooded woman, who is yanking for something in her robe, and Babayar is wrestling the fourth individual.
Well, I'm going to shoot the woman.
Safe bet. Still unarmed. Now, is it like, do you take a careful shot with one of your pistols, or are you like just Hong Kong?
Yeah, John Woo.
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom. The price some space does will fly up out of the kudzu.
Excellent. I'm just going to let you roll.
It's con, right?
Yep.
There's a five.
Okay, of course. So you blast the kudzu to pieces. That's a really, really cool light show.
Pray still aren't sure on whose side I'm actually on.
Well, they appear to be losing, right? The cultists appear to be losing, so fair enough.
I could have been shooting at the robot. Could have been shooting at Baba Yara. I don't know.
Baba Yara attempts to incapacitate this individual. That's not so. That doesn't go so well. He ends up in a weak grip with a weak hold, and the other guy has supremacy temporarily. And you missed the woman, so she pulls out, I guess, her sap pistol and saps back into the jungle. Partial. I'm going to say you have an armor's worth of cover, right? That sounds reasonable. She's going to do half. So two.
Oh.
Should still have like 2 points or one at least, right?
Toughness four.
And this is, hers is set to disintegrate, so this like burns.
Ow. Damn, damn.
Yeah. Singes you a bit like.
You're shooting at the wrong person.
I think he's like, but you shot at me.
Did I?
Okay, top of the. Well, I guess the fourth guy. I should do the fourth guy. Okay, let's see if he can. Yes, okay, so he grabs Babayaro in a sort of lock and begins to slowly strangle him unarmed. It's like D3. Okay, ooh, all right. He incapacitates Babayaro. He'll be incapacitated by next round. Babayaro's a smoker, of course, so he's not, you know, he's not in the greatest shape. Top of the round, robot.
He will secondarily get stun, but it's probably better for him to get for Baba Yara to receive stun than to die. So I will shoot his assailant. Partial.
Okay, I think that means that Baba Yara is going to be part of the result, right?
Yeah. I was assuming that he was going to be anyway.
Well, if you'd gotten a full success, I would have given you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the hit. So half damage, and Baba Yara is going to take the same. Okay, so Babayar is definitely, he's not only being incapacitated, he's also now stunned. However, the guy you shot at, he staggers back as Babayar starts to convulse and roll around in the kudzu. The guy steps back, and something odd happens with his visage. Like, he looks like, you know, an average guy. And then something like heat waves start to morph his face. And it's like it's being dispelled. There was a visual illusion of some. There was an illusion of some kind, right? And instead of a human head, there's this broad, bulbous, three-eyed, toadish reptilian thing. Like there's this big mouth underneath the three eyes, wide, full of needle teeth. There's a long, kind of toad tongue lolling out, dripping some kind of purplish secretion. And this thing looks weird and angry. Laurie's turn.
Oh, I gotta shoot that. I don't want that thing showing up in my bedroom.
Okay.
One. Is there a crit fail?
I don't think there is. Well, when you get a one, I'm tempted to just like say things go really bad. Like, is it the Hong Kong shooting again?
Yeah.
The John Woo? Yeah. Okay. So, you know, you panic shoot. I think you one of the beams malfunctions, and you accidentally set it to the disintegrate beam, and you just shear off a big, huge, like, tree bole, and the whole, like, thing comes crashing down all over the glade, right over the middle of everything. Like, it just goes boom, and there's dust and debris and leaves everywhere. Robot, social mobility, please. Partial. Okay.
Half sheer dumb luck.
Okay, roll a d6 and take half. 3, so 1, right, for your... And armor is reduced by 1 to 1.
So it's damaged the armor, so yes. It's bladed down to 1 now. Okay.
So part of this tree lands on poor you. You're smashed down in the undergrowth. I'm going to see about the creature. Okay, creature's hit full on. That's lucky. Baba Yaro is also hit. The woman is also hit. Hagden is also hit.
In Bibo Dutra.
And there's a slight chance, although fairly slight, that poor Laurie is going to be hit as well. But he, of course, is not. Yeah, I'm pretty sure poor Baba Yaro is done for. Hagden is done for. The woman is done for. Dutra is done for. The creature we don't know. I'm gonna just roll it to see its disposition. So there's dust everywhere. You're having all kinds of malfunction messages popping up internally. Your diagnostics there, Carl.
Reduced from 5 to 4. 5 to 4.
Yeah, at least everything got very calm for a moment there. Yeah, Laurie, you're looking into the glade that's been just smashed.
The frog thing's still there?
You don't see the frog thing.
Okay, so everybody's down.
Oh yeah, they've been crushed under the under the huge tree bole or its branches.
Who's still with us? Yes, I'm staying behind the tree.
Status reduced from 5 to 4. What about Zayton? Don't let Zayton get in way.
Before we do anything else, you were injured, my friend, which means we have got to do the robot, potential robot malfunction.
Oh.
Page 26, 25. 1d10.
Let's just say you malfunction, since it's the very end of the session here.
8.
Scrambled registry treats organics as robots and robots as organics for 1d6 hours. Logic errors such as being owned by a robot who cannot own property may cause further confusion and possibly corrective measures.
Lucky that you're emancipated, eh? Or else you would have marched poor... We're Laurie into town, like, we gotta get you fixed.
What is your status? Do you require repairs?
Yeah, I could use a little aid. How about you?
Diagnostics on all units will have to be undertaken. Units Bimbo Dutra should not, and Rosa and Hagden should not be repaired. Can unit Baba Yaro be repaired?
I'll cautiously make my way over to Baba Yaro.
What horrific certain death injury has Baba Yaro incurred under the tree?
Check for salvageable materials.
You know, we see his torso leading up to the big log, which is on top of his head, and I just go, nothing salvageable here.
The computer cannot be transplanted to new chassis?
No.
I shall play ethnic music in its honor. The only music I have is the computer music that I was shown by the eco-activist last time, so I guess that's what's going to play.
A facsimile of precise computerized ambient music.
Yes.
Which is okay. As you are stuck there, dented under a branch of a tree.
I guess I'll make my way past the others and kind of give them a kick to see if there's any life in them.
Oh, no, they're all gone. You don't find the toad creature.
I'll make my way to Carl and see that he's been damaged and see what I can do to repair him.
Unit Zayton must be decommissioned.
Well, he doesn't seem to be that badly injured, but he's certainly taken a knock to the dome.
He's obviously, his logic circuits have gotten scrambled a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm sure we can... reset you to optimal operating conditions here, or something close to that.
Quick epilogue. You make your report, I assume?
Yeah. I think this is like, oh, this is too crazy. We got to report what's going on here. We need the big guns. I mean, all the local constables are gone, or I mean, who knows when we get back. What,
right. Yep. So we got to put the whole place on lockdown and get a bunch of people to search and see if we ever can turn up. What's her face?
Okay. You are quickly disconnected from the investigation for bureaucratic purposes.
Probably, yeah.
But then, the royal family of the planet where you were gypped into public service on, they get wind of it, and they demand there's an award service. So you are quickly temporarily reinstated so that you can publicly take the blame for disrupting the sap extraction. From a corporate point of view, this is terrible. You are the bad guys. From a public point of view and from the point of view of the royal family, you are heroes. So we have the equivalent of the Star Wars medal, you know, thing where you each get a medal.
And after the ceremony, we have to give them back.
Yes. You are presented with the key to Aldrin for some reason.
You know, I'm okay with that because publicly I can grift off that public adulation for a while, I'm sure.
Excellent.
You're a folk hero.
Yeah, we should write that. I could write that down in the notes, I guess. So you should have like an easier time with the public who believe the public story. A harder time with anyone who knows the corporate reality. And I guess you should get, where do we have that again? The XP. You're not going to level, but hey, you completed it. Congratulations. That's an XP.
Yep.
And you got a variety of humor, embodiment, and driving play, I think. So I'll give you each an extra.
Okay.
So 4 XP total. Very great. Good.
All right.
That's very nice.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff here that, I mean, it could have gone any number of ways. Mm-hmm. But that's fun. Like, it doesn't always have to be like a slow burn investigation with weird characters. Like, as soon as you wanted the mariachis apprehended, I was like, oh yeah, Hagden is a conspirator. Yeah, he'll totally play along.
Well, and everything's so crappy, they say, well, we don't have proper
exactly.
facility. Yeah, okay, they probably wouldn't.
Of course you don't. Well, I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah.
I certainly had. All right.
Wonderfully silly.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Next week then, maybe, possibly. A robo-dog. Like RoboCop, except, you know.
Right.
Fetches sticks. Oh, I should probably... Oh, of course I shut everything down. Like I said, all my mistakes.
It's the tag where I mention you can go to our page at sunday-skypers.podbean.com, find links to all of our episodes, links to our Facebook page and MeWe page. You can email us at sundayskypers@zoho.com. It'd also be nice if you gave us a rating or review on iTunes or the podcast app of your choice. And that's all I got.